At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the NBA's regular season is finally over with, which means we get the play-in games tomorrow and Wednesday night. We also have the first-round playoff series numbers available. And at DraftKings, the menu at DraftKings for everything is gigantic. Yep. And they did not mess around at all with the NBA playoffs as well. Like, to bet these series, you can find pretty much anything that you're looking for.
And they put them up almost immediately.
Yeah, they're up, bang, just like that. So let's begin in the Western Conference. My prediction, not so much for the series at this point, but my prediction is going to be, and I think yours as well, right, is going to be you're not going to find too many people make the case for the Clippers to beat the Mavericks in this series.
No.
And I say that because Dallas has been red hot. And I think when ESPN sends out, like, I'll use them as the example here. I think when they send out their predictions overall, they probably have between like 15 and 20 people at the network give their predictions. My guess is going to be it's going to be something in the 15-2 range,
sure,
of people picking the Mavericks compared to people picking the Clippers.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, and we also, and to be fair too, because we've seen this series price, some spots open the Clippers as a small underdog. DraftKings opened them up as a small, like, $1.20 favorite. It's now like about a pick.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's happening with Kawhi Leonard. That's like the big thing that hangs over this series. Now, the Clippers have said, the reports are MRI was clean, he's fine. I will also remind everybody that last year he flat out lied about his knee, right? He allegedly injured it in game one, and that went over the Phoenix Suns, played game two without popping up on the injury report, and then game three was out, and then they said he hurt it in game one.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't trust them as far as you could throw them. But I will say this, if he is healthy, let's assume the truth, and let's just say that he's going to be out there healthy and ready to go for game one of this series. The Clippers can win this series,
obviously. Of course they can.
They should be favored to win this series. And there's kind of this weird, like, this thought that the Mavericks and Luka Doncic own the Los Angeles Clippers. They've got a winning record against them the last three seasons. They're 2-0 against them in the postseason, the Dallas Mavericks. And the Mavericks have gotten much better. And for me, that's the fascinating part. You mentioned how good they are. So their new starting lineup, Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, Derrick Jones Jr., PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford, at about 400 possessions total played together, Mitch, a plus 15.9 net rating. And the most impressive part, a defensive rating that gives up just barely over a point per possession. Like, that's how good they've been. And that, for me, is where it starts, because the reason why I like playoff basketball so much, it's all about those matchups. So, like, if you're the Clippers, in past years, Ivica Zubac has been eaten alive by Luka Doncic. He picks on him every possession down the floor. Can you play small ball? Because if you put, like, PJ Tucker in there, well, then all of a sudden Daniel Gafford's going to be catching lobs all over the place,
right,
absolutely destroying you. And so the intricacies of those matchups, what they're going to do, I'm absolutely fascinated by what this series is going to be.
So people that make the case for the Mavericks, I think they're also going to say it's going to be maybe a 5 or 6 game series. I'm not going to buy into that.
Yep.
However, you can bet the Mavericks -1.5 games at DraftKings plus 155. And you're right. If you go back to like March 11th, that was the game against the Bulls where it really flipped for this Mavericks mm-hmm. team. They blew out the Bulls in that spot. And that's when the defense really just looked like it did a total turnaround. They're basically the best team in the NBA.
Yes.
Right. Since that point. But if Kawhi, that's the biggest if of the entire playoffs, probably. If Kawhi plays, total game changer.
Mm-hmm.
If not, they're not going to win the series, in my opinion. And I ran this by you last night. I don't like laying big prices. However, the Mavericks plus 2.5 games is minus 475. I totally agree with everything that you just said. I can see the Clippers winning the series. In fact, if Kawhi plays, I think they're going to. But I don't think the Clippers are going to beat them in a sweep or a 5-game series.
No.
I think if the Clippers win this series, it's going to be 6 or 7. You can get two. I know it's minus. Nobody ever wants to talk about laying big numbers, me included, but -475 on +2.5 games, I don't hate it.
No, I don't at all, especially when you look at the way that the Clippers, I'm going to pull up the exact number, but the way that they've been playing defensively, we'll call it like since the post All-Star break, hasn't really been great for them. Post All-Star break, they are 24th in non-garbage time defensive efficiency. Now, their offense has still been very good, but their defense just hasn't been there. And so when you're going to have these certain mismatches that Luka Doncic is going to be able to pick on, well, you yourself are going to be able to do that too. Like, each one of these series that they had played with them was extremely tight. Remember the last time they played, they were down 3-2 going back to Dallas. Kawhi Leonard scored like 45 points. Yeah. It was incredible. Pushed it to 7. They eventually won that series too. Like, no, these are going to be hard, tight, like fought. This is a series in which even if Kawhi Leonard plays, I'm sure the Clippers will probably only be like $1.30, $1.45 favorite. I would argue it should be higher, but either way, it's going to be a tight series if Kawhi's going to be out there and down to the wire. I would agree with that sentiment at all.
It sounds to me, though, like you don't have a bet on this yet.
No,
because you need to know.
I need to know. Now, and I think, too, instead of, because you said, what was it, Mavericks +2.5 games?
+2.5 games,
What's the series total? Because you could also do that, right?
I think it's, you can. Oh, they got everything. Yeah, it's so absolutely incredible.
So you can go over, a certain amount of games, like something like that in that nature. I think you would totally look at something there in terms of total games played for the series. It's probable.
5.5 overs -195.
There you go. Something like that.
You could also find over 6.5 at a pretty nice plus price.
Right. So essentially asking, is this game, yes, no, will it go 7? And I think it's a very plausible reality.
Okay. So this is incredible. Great tweet from @ Power Trip Bets. Power Trip is a morning show in Minneapolis on KFAN. The Minnesota Timberwolves have been underdogs in an NBA longest 22 consecutive playoff games. The streak goes back to May 19, 2004, and the Sacramento Kings Western Conference semifinal series. They opened up a 2-point favorite against the Suns in game one. Will they go off the favorite here in this game? They're not even the favorite to win the series, and here they are. They've been one of the best teams in the NBA the entire year.
I mean, that's the fascinating dynamic, right? You're like, yes, 2 is a coin flip. It's barely being favored, but you're favored to win your first game, and yet you're a small underdog for the series against Phoenix. And I'll say this. Look, I think from a matchup standpoint, Minnesota did not want to see Phoenix. Like, when you have guys who are elite shot makers, no matter who is defending them, that's a problem. And as good as Mike Conley is defensively, he's very sound. He's not shutting down Devin Booker or anything. And maybe that's Edwards' assignment. When we've seen him play in the past, that's kind of the guy who's picked up. But the way I've been putting it, Mitch, is the market has been waiting for the opportunity to bet on Phoenix, to ratchet up that power rating. I was hoping they were going to get Oklahoma City, so I could lay the crap out of a very short price for the Oklahoma City Thunder against Phoenix, because I think the market is too high here on the Suns, and I find myself gravitating toward Minnesota. Like, I get the matchup is poor. I get they played them poorly the last few times that they have played them as well. But you give a guy like Chris Finch, their head coach, time to get ready with a defensive scheme, and you get a Suns team that, yes, down the stretch has played better, but over the grand scheme of things, has also fallen flat on their face multiple times.
Oh, yes.
Losing to the Clippers the way they did in that game against Phoenix. Remember, 2 weeks ago, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gets ruled out. Jalen Williams isn't playing. They go to Oklahoma City, get boat raced by the Oklahoma City Thunder. There's so many different spots in which this team has fallen short, but the market's been waiting for them to be so good. I want to say that Phoenix is overvalued coming into the series.
Okay, so you're holding Timberwolves at a nice big number to win the Western Conference this year. You grab that right away this season. What is your advice here for others who are in the same boat? It sounds to me like you almost want to add more Minnesota in the series.
Part of me wants to. I mean, the perfect thing is that you can't do anything, right?
You can't do anything, no.
At the very, especially if you have something to win the Western Conference, at the minimum, you need them to make it to a Western Conference semifinals. You need it to be in the second round so you can take a piece off of this, but you don't want to start taking things, stay taking out of your stake, 3 rounds in, because by the time you get to the Western Conference finals, you're going to have nothing left. Right, you can't do it. So that's part of my push and pull with this as well is, I feel like there is some value here in Minnesota, but if somebody already has something on them, do I just want to sit back and wait and see what's going to happen with the series, because I've already got an investment that says I think they are better than what the market believes?
Okay. If you did not have the Wolves, though, 30-1, you'd be betting them here.
Yeah, I think so. And I'd be fascinated to see. We got a couple of days, right, obviously, until the series begins, and what the market does with this, right? I mean, we're talking about Phoenix -115. Does it get up to the point where you might get, even money, +105, +110 on Minnesota by the time we get to the tip-off? Yeah.
Might. How about the Eastern Conference? The Bucks and the Pacers play in the first round. It's the 3 versus the 6. It did not go well for the Bucks against Indy in the regular season. And yet the Bucks are at DraftKings a 245 favorite. The Pacers plus 195 on the take back.
By the way, so this is, I tweeted this out yesterday. How about this little nugget? Average closing total in the regular season series between the Bucks and the Pacers. So they played five games.
Let me guess. 248.5.
254.9.
That was the average.
The average closing total. This one opened up for game one, 238.5.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
We've come a long way. But what I'm interested in is, while the Bucks are 1-4 against Indiana, they haven't played since January 3rd.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So they have not faced Pascal Siakam with the Indiana Pacers, and the Pacers have not played them since Doc Rivers has taken over. And while it hasn't gone particularly well, Doc has a losing record. The one thing you could say, Mitch, is they've gotten better defensively. With Adrian Griffin, they had a defensive rating of 117.8. They gave up 119.2 points every 100 plays off of live rebounds defensively. With Doc Rivers, 114.2, so about 3.6 points fewer per 100 possessions defensively overall. And off of live rebounds, their transition defense has gotten way better. In fact, 5.1 points fewer per 100 plays off of live rebounds. So you're playing an Indiana Pacers team that is not playing as fast anymore because Pascal Siakam likes to play through the post, and they're effective, but they've gotten better defensively. Giannis, again, is the big thing, right? Is he going to play? If you take Damian Lillard at his word, after he got hurt, Lillard told them that he suffered the same injury. It took 2 weeks for him to recover. That would put you right at the start of this series. And if Giannis isn't going to be available, I understand the price moving in favor of Indiana. But if you're telling me Giannis is going to be there at the start of game one, I don't know. I feel like we might get to a point where if the price gets low enough, you could talk me into getting back here on Indiana, or excuse me, on Milwaukee.
You know, so I was watching the NBA show last night, the playoff special on ESPN,
mm-hmm.
and I totally agree with what Stephen A. Smith said. He says that just by watching it, doesn't look like Damian Lillard even wants to be there.
Sure. And we should know, too, by the way, since Tyrese Halliburton's injury, remember, he got hurt really bad.
Yeah.
He went from 23 points a game, essentially 24, to just 17.
Yeah.
49% shooting from the floor, 45% since the injury. He's not been the same.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.